The streets is talking. Love Sports Hope Radio. Radio. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting thing so you know what it is.
Coming to you live. I'm back. off the airplane, but I'm back in the streets. Let's talk about it first on the marquee. T-Row, you in the building.
What's up with you? What's up to the world? It's your boy T-Row coming live. What's up with you, boy? How you feel?
Man, I got my fishing pole out. My next trip is fishing, baby.
Yeah, I thought they were going to have enough to pull it out, but them old suckers from the supporting cast of the New York Knicks did bring the funk. And unfortunately, you know, Marshmallow, as you would call him, had to try to do it all by himself. And, you know, he just ran out of gas, man. He put in 3/4 worth of hard work with no help. You know what I'm saying? So I think you could blame it on the supporting cast. I think Carmelo can get his name back. He ain't got to be Marshmallow because he showed that he wanted to win, but the supporting cast did show and prove. What was up with that?
Man, like I keep telling the peoples, when the season was going on, oh, man, what's the, your Knicks look good. They look cold. I said, man, we got guys out there who I played against in high school and college. Are you kidding me? Jason Kidd, Rasheed Wallace, Marcus Camby. We cut Kurt Thomas. I mean, Quentin Richardson. You want me to keep going? And now players are under contract. We can't get rid of these bums.
Yeah, y'all
nothing but garbage.
Raymond Felton, fat ass. He didn't even show and prove. I'm so upset at that guy. Him and Tyson Chandler. Tyson Chandler should have known better than that. He got a ring coming out of the West Coast. And let Roy Hibbert do it like that? What's up with that?
We turned him into a superstar. He went from an all-star to a superstar, bro. From an all-star to a superstar. We didn't get you to score points. We got you to defend guys like Roy Hibbert. We got you to defend the glass, to get those important rebounds, to intimidate guys. Man, you went on the milk cart. We had to send some people out there to find you. Where were you, Tyson Chandler?
Yeah, L Boogie. Not just one game, not just two games, but I don't even remember Tyson Chandler scoring anything but about 9 points at the most. And, man, it was just sad for that guy to even show up. You'd have been better off there. The Knicks would have been better off letting Amare get his little shine. Because I'm telling you, man, Tyson Chandler didn't show up. I don't know what was wrong with him. He did hit his back pretty hard when he fell on the ground. But, you know, hey, basketball is a contact sport, baby. You got to get your weight up. And he should know. He has a ring. I'm just wondering if he took, you know, time off, considering, you know, that, you know, he. I don't know. I ain't going to say that. But the dude got a championship. He should have known how to come a little bit harder than that and what he did. So that's what I'm upset about.
You know what else I'm upset about, man? That these guys, like my man Tupac would say on, you know, All Eyes on Me, put your mouth on the pistol. Tyson Chandler, you're complaining to the media about we're not moving the ball, guys aren't touching the ball. You don't even play offense. Your best shot is a lob. So what are you talking about, guys moving the ball or not? You just get the rebound and tip it back in and defend the goal. And then J.R. Smith, good try. He tried to tell on himself. But you can't. You're not going to get out of it. You stuck the gym up. You was nothing but garbage. Ever since you hit Jason Terry the Jet in the mouth in the Boston series, you've been nothing. Talking all that trash, talking about, yeah, we should be golfing. And, you know, certain players know, you know, I thought about this the other night, you know, when you're a coach. You don't reward certain players because then they take their foot off the gas. He's one of them. After he got that six-man award and they cheered him and everything, he leaned back. He did the Fed Joe.
Yes, he did. And then also, also when Kenya Martin pulled out the, you know, bring your black suits. You know what I'm saying? That boy ain't played the same since he brought out the black suits, man. So, you know, I just don't understand, man. JR, man, yeah, I hope you got that good fishing pole because you deserve to go fishing. All that junk, all that trash you was talking, and you go out there and get ejected, and you don't even come back and do the same, and you're trying to put the blame on you so nobody can, you know, holler at the media, or the media can't clamp down on anybody specific. But, yeah, you did right by saying that, you know, game four was all on your shoulders because, man, you didn't show up not once during the playoffs during this run against Indiana. So, yeah, JR, I hope you got that good fishing pole with that good bait because you need it. I hope you got that fishing hat that's too little for your head so you can catch a tan.
Man, to our callers who's calling in, be ready to chirp in when we go to you in the asylum. We out on the yard right now, so we talking, and hopefully you get in. Once again, number 347-855-8896, and you know our motto, bro. Tell a friend, tell a friend, to tell a girlfriend. Get at me on the tweet at LBoogie15. Last but not least, before we move on to the next series, J.R. Smith, if you're listening, because you know the streets is talking, you shot 28.8% from the field. You thought your contract was going to be that, $28 million, but I think it's going to be a little lower. Now, I think you lost a little. You was burning millions. Every shot you missed, you burnt the million. No dough.
He shot himself out of his money.
Oh man, I thought you supposed to play for the money. He shot himself out the money. And then did you see him at near the end of the game when he was sitting down everybody up? I mean, JR, I thought. Man, bro, let's switch gears. Let's stay in the East. You know, some rumblings. You know, the streets is talking. Frank Vogel said, you know, we got to get ready for another team. And I don't know if LeBron is using it as ammunition to get him motivated. I don't mean what ammunition that you need. You only have one championship.
How can you be so disrespectful? I mean, that's just so disrespectful to try to call out the Miami Heat right now. Indiana, you got lucky by beating the Knicks. And if you think it's going to be easy, not easy, but if you think it's going to be similar to how you were able to defeat the Knicks, man, you got nothing coming. We're talking about the Miami Heat, who already know who you are and know that they haven't been so lucky against you this year in the regular season, but now here comes the playoffs in a seven-game series. Indiana, do you think you're really serious enough to handle the Heat in a seven-game series? The way Coach Vogel is talking, you almost want to believe it. But guess what? I ain't no sucker. I eat suckers for a snack. So I ain't buying it. I think he just messed up. Don't try to talk all that noise like his team is the, you know, like his team is the team to beat in the East. Come on, man. What are you doing? I think it's just going to fuel LeBron's fire to get that, you know, get that swag and come out and just do his thing. Yeah, Indiana might get lucky and have David Stern call the Miami Heat front office and tell Pat Riley that, hey, go ahead and let Indiana get that game one, just like he did Chicago, and let's see what you can do from there. But, you know, I think that's about the only game they can really get against Miami, because Miami is a better road team than any other Eastern Conference team that has played. So I give it up to Miami, and I just think Indiana is making a bad, bad move by trying to have their coach, out of all people, the coach, Come on, man. Gonna talk that trash like that? Come on, man.
Listen, man. The king, okay, you said, but listen, you got pushed to the ground by Nazi Muhammad, who about 78, 79, 40 years old. You make my all flop team. They just fined Frank Vogel for $15,000 for voicing it. I'm glad they don't find us on the radio for saying it. But listen to this, Ro. I got Indiana taking these boys at least 6 games. At least. They're not chumps. Yes, they beat my guys, but they're well equipped and they're kind of hot right now. They're well equipped, bro. That guy, Paul George, he got a little Scottie Pippen in him. He's not, as you would say, like Houdini would say, he's not a hoe. But, hey, LeBron might turn him into one. You never know. But, hey, listen. LeBron, you're not scaring nobody talking about, yeah, this is not just another team. This is the Heat. Well, bring the Heat. Let me see some, LeBron. Because, yes, you did well, Milwaukee. Yes, you did well against the Bulls.
Milwaukee.
But we'll see. Like I said, there's some guys who can body to body with you. But hopefully it makes a difference. Call us, please let us know. Well, what you got it going? How many games? 5? You said the first one, and that's it. Shut it down.
No, I'm like you. I think they can get one at home, but with the help of David Stern, they'll get another one. So that'll make 6 games, you know what I mean? Everybody plays different at home, and I ain't going to take it away from Indiana. Indiana's a pretty good home team. Yeah, they pretty good, man, at home. But, I mean, it's just Miami is a different team. Miami has a deeper bench, just probably by 1 or 2 players compared to what Indiana has coming off the bench. And I just think it'll go 6 games. But Miami, you know, I'm like you. I want to see what LeBron's going to do. You know, he already got some ammunition to fight with, you know, with having the coach say what he said and LeBron saying a little bit of what he said back to him in response to what the coach had to say. So my thing is, yeah, 6 games, but I don't think Indiana is going to really do that. Now, you know what? 5 games. Like, they're going to get the first game. It's going 5 games, man. Miami ain't trying to hear that. They've been getting a lot of rest. They love getting rest this season, this postseason. So I'm giving it to Miami. Indiana's a good team, but 5 games, you up and you gone. Streets and talk.
Man, I'm going 6. And remember, where Miami hurts at is the rebounding area. The great thing that they did was pick up the Birdman. That was a key pickup because he rebounds. Because that's what they're going to need against Indiana, rebounding. And we will see how tough Roy Hibbert is this series. Tyson Chandler made that boy go from an all-star to a superstar. He all on camera talking. Now, who are you, Roy Hibbert?
Yeah, Roy Hibbert was giving him the left hand. I was like, what? This dude ain't even left-handed, and he's trying to do all this fancy stuff with the left hand? He really was being disrespectful to Tyson Chandler. But Tyson Chandler, you deserve it. Playing like a hoe. Like, you a hoe. You know you a hoe. You should have came harder. Man, we need that Houdini song, man. We need to hear up and get that. I need that in the files, man.
No question. Now let's go to the West Coast. What's your take on the first game of the series? And let's know, this whole postseason, Memphis has lost the first game of the series, every series. Do you think that they will, you know, solve the problem that they had yesterday? Because San Antonio had a great game plan. And I was talking to some people down in Charlotte at Justin's Barbershop. Big up to you guys. You know what I mean? Down at the shop. They listening right now. Big up. But they were saying Timmy
He can't stop G-Bo. He ain't this and that no more. He drunk some Insuro. And had some energy game one. Because I didn't hear Z-Bo was like zero.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the biggest difference of the game was, yeah, Tim Duncan, Splitter, all those guys. I mean, San Antonio just had a great game yesterday, not taking anything away from San Antonio. But, you know, Memphis just wasn't there yesterday. I don't know if it's the fact that they had to play so soon to start this series or whatnot. But, you know, there's not going to be too many more games where Zach Randolph goes for 2 points. It's not going to be too many more games where Marc Gasol has, you know, the type of games that he had like that yesterday. The only team that could make those guys look like that are actually San Antonio due to the fact that they are much more of a veteran team with that type of coach leading the way in Greg Popovich. So my thing about that is, yeah, great game, San Antonio, but I still got Memphis winning this series. And San Antonio did what they were supposed to do, take care of home court. You know how that goes. You lose a game at home and everything shifts, so especially during the playoffs. So I give big ups to San Antonio. They looked very good yesterday. However, we'll see what they look like tomorrow in game two. Yes, it's in San Antonio. They need to win in order to, you know, keep things on a better comfort level for them. So that way they don't have to put any added pressure on themselves, because we do know a couple years back Memphis was the team who put San Antonio out of the playoffs. And, you know, that was the time San Antonio had ran off 20, 21 games in a row. And everybody thought San Antonio was going to win the championship then. But, you know, we'll see. I believe Memphis has what it takes. They have that type of team to go home and make adjustments, or shall I say go to practice, make adjustments. They got a great coach in Coach Hollins over there who can really turn up the heat and come with a different game plan to try to make this series a good one. So I still got Memphis winning it in six. San Antonio just did good. Just had an awesome game yesterday.
I say this. They got over against OKC, but the buck stopped here. Their bench cannot hold up against San Antonio's bench. And listen to this, Mike Conley. Now you have to play defense. There's a little guy out there called Tony Parker. Wally Boo Boo Sway, the Frenchman, leads the league in points in the paint. Off that pick and roll, might be one of the quickest point guards that you have to guard, that big man, off the pick and roll. It's going to be tough. And guess who's coming off the pick and roll this time? Not Kendrick Perkins, not Serge Ibaka. It's Timmy.
Timmy.
So I'm kind of going with the Spurs on this one. Like you said, they got a bad taste in their mouth on how they did them last year. And I still think that not having Rudy Gay is going to come back and bite those guys.
Oh. We'll see.
No! Bro, I went to it. The streets is talking, man. I went to a spot called Label, and there was a lot of bad in the building.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Once again, shout out to all the graduates at Johnson C. Smith down there in Charlotte, North Carolina, All Black School. It was a beautiful thing yesterday. Oh, the band went off, man. Oh, man, like, church. Let's go to commercial. When we come back, we're going to get some callers in the asylum. Let us know how you feel about these NBA playoffs. The streets is talking. Let's go. And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they touch me at this P-Rose. Last night I went hard, pizza rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madam bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from up that corner store. Hey, that I be doing me, you got you be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All inside that's in my rollie, I be chilling. And I just made a
couple million so I can take care of them shit.
Bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me say when and I say church.
Bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting no. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, niggas.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me say when and I say church.
For my sin, I'm just trying to win it. She a devil in that dress, but if she knock, I let her in. And if she knock, I let her in. I had her up by 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock. You had a kid, I'm screaming, oh Lord. That pussy good, I'm trying to hold on. I wish I could, you think I should. She got that $1 million body. Shorty, my Bugatti. And she said she got a man, we keep a secret, Illuminati.
Got Patron
all day. It's rock all in my bottle.
Push it on.
Cause it was a lot of bad in the building. It was, oh man, it was a couple real dudes in the building too. It's your boy L Boogie, T Road, 2L's the G. We back. The streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Bam, put your alarm on your phone. Say the number. Go to the internet, www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking0. And holler at your boy. Listen to us. We hot.
Ha!
Man, before we go to a caller, bro, I got to, man, I was on the airplane first coming home. My phone went off. Got a text. I go to it. It's from Big Brother, you know. Al Almighty, right? He sends me a text that has my man from Above the Rim at the end. My man, you know my man from Above the Rim, Ace Boogie, from Paid in Full.
He has him with a gun.
With a meme stating, when the Knicks lose, this is how we look. I ain't like that, Al.
put your
I just
want to
let you
like
know
that.
In the world know. As any team would say when they lose, we'll be back next year.
You sound like a Cowboy fan.
And you know, I sound like a Cleveland Browns fan, too. But anyway.
As always, next year.
Man, I had to hunt. My man was, you know, I had to go talk to the warden. And asked the warden, where was Sonny Red at? Sonny Red has been in a hole for about 20 days. They didn't let Sonny Red out the hole, but he back on the yard. Sonny Red back on the yard. Sonny Red, you in that? You out on the yard with us, Sonny Red?
No question, man.
What's up with you, Sonny Red? They done found you down there in the asylum. My bad. I must have put the paperwork up under that white box in the corner, man. My bad. I didn't have it out.
Hey, man, listen, it feel good to be back, man. Listen, man, we're going to talk to NBA playoffs, man. I'm looking at the San Antonio-Memphis series, And I kind of agree with both of you guys, man, but I got to go with Memphis pulling this series out because I don't know what San Antonio team we're going to see next.
Right.
I don't know if we're going to see the old San Antonio or if we're going to see the defense of San Antonio. I don't know if we're going to see the Tim Duncan can't score 10 points or Tim Duncan going to score 27. I don't know if San Antonio is going to show up, okay? Now, with this East Coast thing, man, now listen. The naughty Knicks, man. Carmelo, we knew what you was, Anthony. Come on, man. This is what I'm saying about Carmelo Anthony, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but Carmelo Anthony has to be one of the most overrated players in the NBA. Yes, he can score the basketball, but do you make your team better? Carmelo Anthony and Blake Griffin are going to be the same player. They are who they are. You're not going to get anything out of them. They're not going to get better, and consequently, the teammates not going to get better, man. That's what they're going to be. That's what they're going to be. Okay, now, and most overrated, man. Let's go to the Bulls. Let's go to the Miami, Indiana thing. Okay, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I was thinking the New York Knicks Miami Heat matchup will be better for ratings. Carmelo against LeBron James. New York and Miami, the race would be good. The superstar good against superstar, it would be more attractive. So I'm right. I'm telling my friend this, and he said to me that Indiana would get him a better fight, and I agree with him because he told me that Indiana was hungry. Do you understand? Listen, he told me Indiana was hungry. So I said, yeah, they hungry, but I say Miami hungry. He said, no, I don't think Miami hungry. I said, wait a minute. Miami have won 44 of their last 47 games. You have to be hungry to put a performance out like that.
Right.
That got famine written all over it.
Right. Now, I'm with you, Sonny Red.
I'm with you, man.
Hold on. I'm like Pimp C. Hold up. I can't agree with you, Sonny Red. About the last game about Carmelo Anthony. You could have played better than Tyson Chandler down there. I could have played better than Raymond Felton. He can't score every bucket. And when he did, J.R. Smith, come on now, 28%.
I'm not saying the last game. I'm saying his career. Do you understand me, man? I'm not talking about a series. I'm not talking about a game. I'm talking about his body of work. Who has he elevated? LeBron James make guys around him better. Battier, better. Wade, better. Bosh, better. It goes on and on. I'm not expecting him to be a LeBron James because I don't see any more LeBron James. But what I'm saying is,
how
does get better?
How is LeBron making them better when Ray Allen was already better? Same Battier already better. They're just wide open.
Yeah.
What do you mean making them better?
No.
I mean, they're not in their third, fourth year in the league.
Look, what I mean by making them better, he's making guys play harder. He's making guys go for that extra little oomph. He's making guys run the floor. He's making the guys play defense. He's giving people the ball in places to be successful. That's what he's doing to make guys better. Yeah, we know Ray Allen can make a shot, but LeBron puts guys in positions to make the shot. Ray Allen can shoot a 17-foot jumper, but can you hit it consistently? Can you hit it when we need a run? Can you hit it when we're down 9? You understand? Not the first and second quarter. Can you hit it in the fourth quarter when we're down 6 points with a minute left? That's what I need Battier to come in. That's what I need Ray Allen to come in. That's what I need Birdman to come in. You see what I'm saying? A player from New York might not even think Carmelo Anthony is going to pass him the ball. And then as soon as somebody says, Carmelo Anthony pointing the finger, blaming somebody else, or pouting like a baby, man. Come on.
Now, if San Antonio, so hypothetically speaking, Miami wins the series, how many games does it go with San Antonio and how many games does it go with Memphis in the finals?
Listen, people told me that Chicago Bulls gave Miami hell.
I said Chicago Bulls got swept. They lost four in a row. I got a $100 bet that the Miami Heat will not lose over three games the entire playoffs. So what I'm trying to tell you, ask me, hypothetically speaking, who would do what? I'm saying if when LeBron James and Indiana get together, LeBron may lose one. When LeBron James and whoever from the West Coast get together, LeBron James may lose one. I see them losing maybe two more games and win the championship. So to answer your question, one game in each series may be a loss.
So you're saying regardless of what team comes out the West, they're only going to win one game?
Correct.
Yeah.
Streets.
You heard Sonny Red said, and I believe you, Sonny Red, because I like I said, somehow, some way, David Stern going to let Indiana get one game. It might be the first game, just like Chicago did. It might be a shocker. But that's all because David Stern made that call to Pat Riley. And then after that, they believe in resting their players. They believe in getting it over quick and, you know, let's rest. Get ready for the next squad.
Let's rest, man. And I honestly think that LeBron James and the Miami Heat are better without Dwayne Wade. I think Dwayne Wade is stinking the joint up. And without Dwayne Wade, LeBron James and his crew will smooth and sail right into this NBA championship. We're going to take a bang to Dwayne Wade and let him ride, but he's hurting us instead of helping us. He's not helping us. He's hurting us. LeBron James and his crew may only lose two more games the entire playoffs.
If Dwayne Wade is not on the roster playing, they will lose more than two more games.
I tend to disagree.
If Dwayne Wade is not on that roster, reason being because they're going to – who else, what other guy demands a double team?
Dwayne Wade certainly doesn't. Dwayne Wade certainly does not demand a double team in today's NBA game. Did you see him the last game? He has no lift.
Yes.
His confidence is shot. He missed so many layups. He don't know whether he want a teardrop, off the glass, fade away, and his shot selection is poor. LeBron tries to get him going to get his confidence level and everything, you know, up to par, but Dwayne Wade is stinking the joint up out there. He's a liability on defense, and what he is he's a name right now. He's a name.
Exactly.
He's Dwayne Wade. That's what he is right now. He's just simply a shell of himself.
Okay, now, going back to Dwayne Wade. I don't know what happened, but he turned back into Flash. You mean his confidence? I mean, if we just look at the last game, last shot, last 5 minutes of his last game, you tell me.
He had a nice game. He had a nice 5 minutes. Listen to what you said. He had a nice 5 minutes of his last game. But if you look at the Chicago Bulls series, he was non-void. Sometimes I didn't even realize he was on the court. He could hardly check the boy, the nappy head boy up out of Marquette. Butler, what's his name, the nappy head boy out of Marquette?
Butler.
Yeah,
Butler.
ASAP Rocky looking. The boy looking. The boy running around looking like ASAP Rocky without the break. Dwayne Wade could not stay in front of that guy to save his life. He turned him into an all-star. He turned Butler into an all-star. He couldn't get a shot up against him, and not only that, he couldn't defend him. I blame it on the injury, but I think he's a liability. I'd rather have Ray Allen, or I'd rather have the boy Cole, or I'd even rather have Daddy. He's a role player right now. And he can come in and give us spurts, but I think we're better, more fluent without him. Because LeBron and the fellas try too hard to get him involved, and it's past him now.
One last question, Sonny. I mean, the streets is talking, and you're very, you know, you're a guru with this sports thing. Do you think the Indians will make the playoffs this year? Wild card or win the division? Do you think that they will? We know the history. They always start off hot and fizzle at the end. It's 162 games. They're a game and a half up in the AL Central. I know they're calling them the Windians right now, but do you think they will make the playoffs?
I think they will. I'm certainly rooting for them. I mean, you got to see, we have pitching this year. Not only do we have pitching, but we have leadership. The Francona kid, man, we got, it starts from the top. Our management, the Chaparros, they have bought into the organization. They were willing to spend money. They have leadership mixed with veteran, mixed with the youth. I think that we got a good thing going. And if the pitching holds up and we can stay healthy, I think we have a hell of a chance to make it to the playoffs. Hell, we went 18 out of the last 22 games. That's saying a lot. That's a hell of a streak. And we're getting better and better every day, man. I'm looking at these young guys. Whenever your reliever could come in, whenever your saver could come in and give up two home runs in the ninth inning and you still win a game, Yahoo, the baseball guys is on your side. We on a roll right now, man. I think we got a shot.
Well, Sonny Red, before you go, I'm going to tell you the words out of my man Chris Carter mouth on NFL Countdown during football season. Come on, man. Y'all do this every year, man. Y'all be winning. Y'all have a winning record with 80 games left, and somehow, some way, y'all lose it and don't make the playoffs. Y'all lose 50 out of the next 80 games. Somehow, some way. So I'm just saying, that's just what I saw in the recent years. My bad.
No, that's cool.
The streets is tough.
We haven't had any pitching, man. It's a different story now. We have wonderful pitching, and the chemistry in the clubhouse is one right now, man. It goes a long way. So, like I said, we won't be able to tell until after June, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed, man.
And it's
all you. I ain't like that little comment you made about it's always next year about the Dallas Cowboys, man. That was a good one.
Hey, man, but it's true, man. That's just how it is being a Cowboys fan. You got high hopes until the season ends, and you're like, it's always next year with Jerry Jones. You know what I mean?
You're right.
Oh, man.
Sonny Red, we're going to put you back into your cell, man. You're going to be able to come out on the yard on Friday? I'm going to be waiting, man. I can't wait to get out and mingle with y'all on the yard, man. Y'all have a good one, man. Stay up, and it's good to be back. Streets is calling.
No doubt.
Sonny Red.
And Sonny Red, don't forget, tell a friend, and, you know, Crystal, let you tell a girlfriend.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
All right, Red, we love you, man. Hey, Ty told me to tell you she love you, man.
Yeah, Sonny Red already gone, L Boogie. So let's go ahead and jump back into the silent, man. We got another big brother that's been waiting to chime in with us, and I think it's the one that sent you the text message about your boy, about this is how Carmelo going to be looking after the Knicks lose through the backboards, you know what I'm saying? Big brother almighty. Are you there?
What's up, y'all?
What's going down?
What's up with y'all?
Man, you said, L, that text with that picture?
Oh, yeah, ain't no doubt.
You already told him that you going to get in between them. And you're predicting yet again. It's come right. What's going on with your crystal ball, man? Send that crystal ball out west so L Boogie can see that light, man.
Man, he got one on top of his head. He good. You know what I mean? He just keep it cloudy, that's all. He keep it cloudy, man. He keep it cloudy, baby. Hey,
like P.E. said, your vision, my vision is blurry.
Hey, y'all, they putting something in Sunny Red food down there in the hole, man. Y'all gotta get him out of there, kite him out, man. They put something in
so
the
what's
food
up, you
stuff
think,
he said, man.
You think Miami has a chance? You think Miami will have a chance against the Heat?
Me, Indiana?
I mean, yes, Indiana.
Yeah,
you think they have a
Indiana
chance against
two?
It'll
be 2-2 when it come back to Miami for them other games. It'll be 2-2, man. Everybody win their two at home, then they'll go from there, man. That's the way I feel.
How many games you got this series going between Miami and Indiana, big brother?
Seven.
Almighty?
Seven.
You got to go in seven.
Seven.
It is not going no seven games. Indiana tired. They ain't ready.
They ain't tired. You'll see. That big, them bigs don't wear them out. They don't bring Psycho T in. He don't put the bam down on Bosh. Bosh don't get mad. He don't turn into a jump shooter.
What about your boy? What about your boy George Hill? He only a pick away from another concussion.
Yeah, we don't keep him outside though. They don't keep him outside and feed him Kool-Aid, man. He'll be all right.
Yeah, because without George Hill, Indiana is not that good of a motion team. They bring in DJ Alvin, he gets to pulling too much. He's turning to Jared Jack of the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, he got a little Jared Jack in him. But I want to say something about the Knicks, L. If they had played that hard in the first four games, it'd be a seven-game series. They might not have won. If they had played that hard and gave that much fight, you know what I mean? You ain't give me no fight, man. I don't know where these guys from, man. Where your guys from, man? I got to see you another picture, man.
Don't
wow.
Do that. He already borderline on the edge, so hopefully the
playoffs.
Hey, I want
to say something about the Grizzlies, man.
Oh, yeah. Speak on it.
Let me tell you something, man. That is not basketball they playing over there. You helping a person up in the conference finals. You shaking people's hands when you get them fouled. You're laughing and giggling. You're playing soft, man. You're not the Grizzlies. You're the Gremlins right now. You feel me?
You're soft, Goo. Well, you know, it's
they
a different day and age now.
Man.
Everybody kicks with each other after the game.
Man, I seen Tony Allen give Tony Parker a foul. He pick him up, shake his hand, and put his hand behind his head and give him a hug. Like, my fault. That is not NBA basketball. No way. No way.
Especially,
man,
in the playoffs.
Tim Duncan. It's not playoff basketball. Tim Duncan. What's the old boy? My boy down the low, left hand. He laughing and joshing with Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan take care of his business. You went 0-9 in four quarters. Z-Bo,
do you
come
think
on,
he
man.
Will continue? Will you think he
nah,
will continue
think,
in the series?
Nah, Lionel done lit a fire on him now. It's over. Them boys don't come out like they ain't never been fed in their life. I bet you that.
Just because you're hungry don't mean you're going to eat.
Shit. If you from these streets, where I'm from, you is.
You got to come take
you
it from me.
You eat
no
nightmare?
Question. No question. I
no,
gotta,
you eat
hey, nightmare? If I got
you,
I'll...
Zero. You suck.
You know
Zero,
Zero.
You
already know.
Hey, Zero, I got one more thing to say.
What's up with it?
That Gainer bra.
Oh, yeah, Brittany Griner.
Yeah,
oh.
Brittany Griner, yeah. I want
yeah,
to speak
yeah,
on that right
she
quick.
She out here and
huh?
She to confess. She's out here and she to confess, you know, that it, you know, all the suspicions that we had all along were true. All right,
can I say one thing, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
She does not have no choice. What nigga wrong with her? She don't wear, you come home and she got your tennis shoes on out in the club? Is you kidding me? Is you kidding me?
She got your button down on, Al.
Huh?
She got your button down on.
Yeah, where you going? Oh, well, I'll be back. Well, I want to go out too. You just bought some new ones. You just bought some new Jordans. You come home, you ready to get fresh.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
how it is. She is on a whole other level with it, man. The broad is just, you know, she is.
Yeah,
she
I'm
is
just saying, though, she has no choice, Zero.
I know, man, and it's tough, boy, especially with the Mercury, because all them bras over on that squad is, yeah, boy.
Yeah.
She
has
she's
no
choice,
out, man.
She's freaking out more bras than me.
Hey,
this street is
with your
tennis
shoes
man,
on,
man. Oh, you already know, man. And you already know.
The streets is talking. Al, Big Brother Almighty, we appreciate you calling, baby. We about to put you back in the cell. We got to go to commercial, man. Here come the CO. We love you.
Okay.
And we appreciate you, as usual, always calling in.
One love, man.
And always tell, no doubt, tell a friend, tell a friend. Don't forget, tell a girlfriend. But make sure she ain't Brittany Griner.
I see you.
Let's go.
Guys.
No doubt.
Another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold the beat. Understand what I'm saying, catch a sucker in my way, and I'm swaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mine to 99, because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine. Take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl. Cause I choose to refuse this black when I'm back. I take a chance, Jack, so I must attack. With knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack. All my style is left, and then deadly as crack. While I'm playing, music's playing, the sucker is lame. I battle the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't the bloody latest, but you can call cousin. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kicking ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got to chill and more. The proof is in the pudding, so check the billboard. People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold, so what you saying?
Synopsis of mine. Why? Why do we need to know? The streets don't need to know. We just look at you for entertainment and you dunk the ball.
We already know you gay. We didn't have to hear you say it. It's just like Jason Collins. We already knew you gay. We don't want to have to hear it.
You say that to the guy who tried to talk to you, if there's any, and you tell him you're gay. You don't have to tell the world. You don't have to tell ESPN. You tell that little dude who about 6'1", who going to try to holler at you, if any. You tell him you gay.
He's 6'1", barely caught no waistline, so he's perfect height.
And listen to this, Raw. He better be careful, because if he try to be, you know, have a mistress, and you, her girlfriend might have a girlfriend. You feel me?
And they all gonna be 6'7" or taller, because, man.
Oh, my goodness. Man, the lines is burning up so hot. You want to go to some more callers, bro, before we get to hollering about this baseball? These guys want to talk about this playoffs. It's so hot. Let's get a couple. Want to get a couple more callers in, bro?
Yeah, let's bring some more callers in, man. Of course, you know, we had to go deep in the size to find our main man, Big Brother Delmar. Hey, yo, Big Brother Delmar, you on the line, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up, fellas?
Oh, man, you hear the topic of what we just switched about. Do you want to talk about grinder first, or do you want to talk about the playoffs first, sir?
I mean, whatever y'all bring to me. Y'all the host, y'all bring it to me, I'm going to answer. What's up, Boo Meeks?
Boo Meeks over there trying to, you know, get his fingers right. He can get out here in the clouds.
Okay.
What's your deal, big brother?
What's up, baby?
Oh, man, you know your niece, she told me to tell you much love, too, man. She appreciates the shout-outs, man.
Yes, sir, I'm proud of her. I'm happy you made it home safe.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Straight from Sky Harbor Airport, Phoenix, man, rushing to the studio to do the show.
Right.
In that
okay.
order.
Now, we talk about Brittany Griner, man. You know, it was stated that when she was in college, the coach didn't want her or didn't want the team to express, you know, what sexuality they were, you know what I mean? And now that she's out of, you know, done with playing ball with the University of Baylor, now, you know, it's a hot topic for her and, you know, she don't have anything to hold back. What do you think about her situation with her coming out and expressing and telling the world that she's gay, which 80% of the world already knew? What's your thoughts on that?
I agree with you, T-Roy. I mean, the world knew what she was already, and then I agree with L Boogie. I mean, we don't care about that. You know, we want to see some good college basketball. We want to see you get on the break and get in the post and dunk. You know what I'm saying? I mean, nobody not judging her on that.
Right.
So, you know, I think that was wrong with the coach to tell them to keep it in and stuff. I mean, everybody knew what she was.
Yeah, I even think their coach is gay, but, you know, I ain't going to say that just like that. You know, the way she be looking and coming, she coached like a dude, you know what I'm saying? So she be out there giving it up, you know what I mean? So
I think,
sometimes the media gets carried away with certain information that they get. And so I think the coach did a great job of, you know, trying to make sure that they held it back as much as possible, so that it wouldn't be, you know, the topic of information every time they go up for a post-game interview or even a pre-game interview. You know what I mean? So I think the coach had a good mindset to try to keep a good handle on it. But, you know, now I think that Brittany Griner, with her saying what she said, is going to bring a lot of attention to Baylor now. And that question is going to be asked a little bit more often than it was usually. So I think that she may have faced her fellow teammates who are coming out, you know, with now having to answer to the media about, you know, their sexuality and everything.
Yeah, it seems like that's a hot topic in the WNBA with this coming out with her, with Collins coming out. I mean, you know, it's a little hot topic right now.
All right, so this is what we're going to do, because Big Brother Delmar, I can't keep talking about people being gay and all that. Let's talk about the playoffs, man. Let's switch the mood, man. Tell me what you think about the Miami-Indiana series, who you got and how many games, and then we'll switch it over to the West Coast after that.
It's going to go 4-3 Indiana.
What?
I got a stack riding on it.
So you got Indiana beating Miami Heat in 7 games.
Yes, sir. 4-3. You heard it here first.
Oh, man, the streets are talking. I didn't want to have to hear that, you know, right now. I think Miami got what it takes to repeat, but, I mean, if anybody is Miami's kryptonite, it would be Indiana and, you know, the little team that they they have. They match up good against Miami, and Miami during the regular season haven't been able to really figure it out against Indiana.
No, they haven't. And Indiana, they real high right now. They real high. They played them tough last year, T-Roy. They played them tough last year.
Yes, they did. I agree with you on that. That was last year, Delmar. That's what I'm saying. You know, this year is a whole different year. Miami, you know, kind of flipped their game up.
LeBron James is not going to repeat. I don't care about nothing else. He has to lose.
Man, you almost sound like, hey, fuck it, man. Hey, come on now, man. Come on now.
Now listen to this. Like my man was saying, I want to have what you drink.
Hey, I'm drinking I'm drinking on some strawberry Bud Light margarita, something, Boo Meek, something new.
I gotta get it because you're telling me you have a stack. I can see $100, but you got the house. You got a house, you know, on LeBron James. I can see if it was last year.
Me and my dude already better stack.
Now listen to this though, bro.
It's not on the Indiana series. It's on that the Heat is not gonna win a championship. So if they make it past this round, it's cool. They got to lose the Memphis of San Antonio. I ain't stupid.
Once again, I want to ask you, I got to have that drink you drink because I feel, even though I don't really, you know, that's not my team, the Heat, I don't see anybody beating them, especially on paper. And like everybody say, you always got to play the game, but it would be a cold shocker if they didn't repeat. But
you talking about look at the paper. Look at what happened this year. Look on paper, and you tell me what Miami did against Indy this year in the regular season.
They went 1-2.
You got the laptop in front of you. Pull it up. Tell me the stats.
Yeah, 1-2. Yeah, Miami didn't get what they were supposed to, or do what they were actually supposed to, but they did.
Thank you,
T-Roy. They got the one victory during the 27-game win streak against Indiana. So, I mean, you know, regular season playoffs are two different things. We all know that. We all come from the court. We all come from the street. You know, playoffs is very different. And I don't think Indiana is that much physical than Chicago. Even though Chicago was shorthanded, they're a much more physical team than Indiana. So I don't think Indiana has anybody on their team that can actually scare or intimidate the Miami Heat, kind of like Chicago did. Because in the back of Miami Heat's mind, they thought they were actually going to have a
tough time. They're the world champs. It's nothing for them to be intimidated about. But every team has to get over the hump and get over that hurdle. And Indiana is going to get over that hurdle with them this year. LeBron James is done. He's one ring and done. He's a bum.
Wow. Wow, you already hit. Wait, the streets is talking. I can't wait till we get Sonny Red back in the asylum on Friday. I know right now he's going crazy. He didn't send me a kite. Oh, my goodness. And you know, that's his man. So, wow. One more question for you, D.
Yes, sir.
Do you think San Antonio will continue this dominance? I'm not going to say dominance, but continue this run and get back to the finals. Do you think they will beat Memphis?
That series going to go 4-2 San Antonio. Memphis not ready.
What? Come on.
4-2 San Antonio. Them veterans going to come out and do what they do.
What makes you think San Antonio going to do it this year? compared to the last
because
couple
they
years.
Got, because they got your boy Pop and they got the big fundamental.
And that's the difference? That's the whole key to them winning it this year?
Say that again?
That's the whole difference? That's the key to them winning it this year?
Yep. Pop, they got a good coach and they veterans.
I give you props on that because I do respect San Antonio. However, I just think that Memphis is just they're just a little bit better than that. And they know that they played a bad game yesterday. They're gonna be ready, but San Antonio has to win at home. I can say it's all about winning at home.
They're gonna be ready, but I think San Antonio just got a little bit more firepower.
Okay. 4-2. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Streets talking. Big Brother Dale Martin called out the series. 4-3 Indiana. 4-2 San Antonio. Indiana, San Antonio meeting up in the finals. Well, we'll see, Big Brother Dale Martin. We got about another week or two for this series.
Yes, sir.
To
yes, sir.
Out. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
But we'll definitely bring you back out of the asylum or back to the asylum on Friday. Hopefully you,
man, y'all know I'll be tuning in, man. My UGC K boys, my UGC boys, Underground Cleveland, my junior, they all gonna be repping Friday, man. So y'all be ready, man. I love y'all. Keep holding it down.
That's what it is, baby.
Much love. Blessing love.
Man, that's what's up. Big Brother Del Mar bringing the funk. I can't believe you think Indiana and San Antonio. Oh, my goodness.
Man, I hate, and listen to this. I wish I should have took that bet. D, why you ain't tell me? I would have took that bet. And next time when you want to bet something like that, call me. The streets is talk. I guess you ain't fly me no kite, man. You supposed to flew me a kite. I wanted to get in on that.
He was a big boy, wasn't it? Hey, but you know what, man? From one of our all-time callers, man, I believe we got a first-time caller on the line, man, and he's been holding diligently, man. And we're going to bring this young fella to the asylum, you feel me? Young fella by the name of Ray Kobe. You dig? Ray Kobe, you still on the line with us, baby?
Yeah, I am. What up, baby?
What's going on with you, man? You a first-time caller?
Hey, I'm a first-time caller, but they don't know who I am. I'm from the land.
So you from F Ice too, huh?
I ain't from Huff. I'm from St. Clair, but hey, me and L. Road Tough, we was roommates back in the land.
That's what I'm
no
talking
doubt.
About. Welcome to the show, man. Tell us what you think about the show so far.
Hey, I love the show, man. I'm proud of L. I'm proud of y'all got something, you know, doing it right, doing it good. So congratulations. You know, my
no
thing
doubt.
Is, after listening, Brittany Griner didn't have to tell us she was gay.
Thank you.
We all knew she was.
Yes.
But she need to tell us. That's why she came out of the paint and tried to guard that girl from Louisville who ends up and let her ride, go around her and score and win the motherfucking game.
That was getting
Louisville, huh? She should have stayed in the paint.
Right.
You know? But I hear Dale Mar still upset that LeBron left Ohio. LeBron ain't done. Look, I'm down here in Miami now. They hot down here. Those boys don't win it. They will lose against San Antonio, though, but they will beat Indiana.
So you think that if San Antonio and Miami meets up in the finals, that San Antonio will do what they did to LeBron when LeBron was in Cleveland?
Yeah, they don't got nobody to stop Tony Parker, man. They don't got nobody to stop Tony.
LeBron has to stick it?
What are they going to do about Tim Duncan?
Yeah, I mean, you got some great points, but I'm saying, what is San Antonio going to do with LeBron?
Well, you know what? Like you just said, they could do with LeBron. They don't got to worry about no punk-ass Wade done, man.
Okay. Is Wade it the knee or is it just the mental thing because of the knee?
Yeah, no, it's the knee. He done. See, hey, look, Batman let Robin come in. Now Robin done became Batman. You know, he let him into his house.
Right.
It's LeBron's team, man. Way old. You know, not old, but in NBA terms, he's done. You know?
Right.
I think they go ahead and let him ride this year out, get rid of him, trade him. But I don't see LeBron and them going nowhere, man. I see them winning it
against in the East, but I don't think they're going to beat San Antonio.
The streets is talking.
Well, let me ask you this, Ray Kobe. Since you picked San Antonio, how many, what is the series between Memphis and San Antonio? How many games you got that going?
You know what? I got to go in the full seven.
Okay.
Because Zach Thomas ain't, I mean, Zach ain't going to just bow down like that. You know, I'm kind of heated, though, because I kind of want to talk about some damn New York Knicks, man. I'm a Knicks fan, and we do it.
You a Knicks fan, Ray Kobe?
Man, I'm a Knicks fan, man, and we goddamn blew it, let me tell you. Yeah,
hey,
we blew
it. A couple of shows ago, your boy L Boogie then gave Carmelo the nickname Marshmallow. Do you agree with that nickname?
You know what? Yeah, but the last game, I think he did what he had to do. I just felt like, you know, Chandler let us down the whole series. He wasn't playing no defense, hitting no rebound. You know, my thing is with J.R. Smith, you in the playoffs, Cat. You don't shoot your way out of no slump in this playoffs. You drive your punk ass to the hole. You know, hey, straight up, hey, Stevenson had a bad game in New York. What did he do last game? He started driving to the hole.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So if Woodson can't control this boy and tell him how to play the game, either way, Woodson was telling him to shoot his way out of this slump. He need to be gone for doing that. Well, if he wasn't listening to Woodson, he need to be gone because you can't control this thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? You let him start shooting his way out of a slump in the playoffs. Come on, man.
You're right, man. I agree with you on that. And, I just hate that Carmelo supporting Cavs didn't show up, like you mentioned, Raymond Felton. It just wasn't J.R. Smith, even though he shot a lot of shots. That's what he does. You know, he's kind of like James Harden. We kind of know what he's going to do. Whether he's on or not, that's a different story. But, you know, Tyson Chandler, Jason Kidd, you know, they should have played Novak some. They should have played Copeland a lot more, you know.
Hey,
I mean,
you know, when we got Cabin sitting on the bench, folks, he can give a 6 or a 5.
And that's the same thing El Boogie was talking about, and which led to us talking about coaching. You know, did
right.
Coach Vogel kind of outcoach Coach Woody? You know, I don't want to look at it like that, but you have
hey,
to.
Man, hey, you got to look at it the way it is, Cat. He was outcoached.
Right. Right, and it just sucks that because I thought that the New York Knicks had enough talent to win that series, and like Big Brother Delmar said, the last caller, you know, it would have been a better series between Miami and New York for the simple fact, you know, the ratings and the hype and Carmelo versus LeBron and this draft class and such and all it is got the top four players from the draft of 2006, you know. Yeah, that would have been good, but it would have been good if Kobe and LeBron would have met up in the finals also, and that never happened. So, speaking on, you know what I mean? So, it's just a lot of, it would have looked good, but, you know, Indiana just had the Knicks number. Now, let me ask you, what do you think about the Indiana-Miami Heat series? Do you think Indiana is physical enough to take it?
They're going to win a game or two. They physical enough. I mean, shit, I mean, you don't got nobody physical on the Heat. I mean, what, the Birdman, for real? Come on.
Right.
Look, only person, I mean, you got LeBron. He going to bring it to the hole like a freight train. You know?
Always.
He the best in the league. I'm not mad at LeBron. Although I'm from Cleveland, I'm not mad at LeBron for leaving Cleveland or Ohio. I mean, hey, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you look at his talent. He the best in the league. He can't be stopped. And that's what's going to get them over the hump.
That's
not
going to
beat the Spurs. I mean, it takes a lot more to beat the Spurs. It takes a lot more to beat the Spurs, you know.
All you need is LeBron James. The way he's playing right now, and I'm a realist, and you know I'm a Knicks fan as well, and I'm going to be real. We, like I said, we started off early. Everybody talking about all the Knicks. And listen, when you're winning, of course, I'm a fan. But I'm also a realist, Ray Kobe. I knew this was going to happen. It was going to happen. We was going to run out of gas. Guys get an injury. And I was going to get that guy from the Denver Nuggets. J.R. Smith. I got the J.R. Smith from the Denver Nuggets the last series. I seen it for 3 years when Earl Boykins was in Denver. I saw it. There's nothing in between his ears but cerebellum and blood.
You're right. You're right.
He's a box of rock.
But, hey, how Chandler show up, though, man? Why he ain't show up, though, hell? How you let this motherfucking bum look like an all-star, man? You let him. I mean, come on, man. For real.
Remember the saying, Ray Kobe. You hang with 9 broke friends, you're bound to be the 10th one.
Yeah.
So he hanging around soft guys. He became soft. That's what happened.
So you don't,
he had
you don't
nobody to get in his face and tell him, hey, man, you got to start doing something. Doug did it. Why Melo ain't do it? You see Kevin Durant getting in guys' face. You're not to be liked.
Why are we looking for
like
next year?
What
we do next year, baby?
I told you, we offer some money to Kevin Love, we amnesty Amari Stoudemire, and we try to get Chris Paul. That's my dream. That's my dream. It won't happen, but that's my dream.
Keep on dreaming. Hey, look, you gotta keep Carmelo, though.
Yeah, you gotta keep that. That's your centerpiece. That's who you gotta build around. And
him understand that he need to work that ball. He needs to, but I mean, will he ever understand it though? Is it beating a dead rock? You know.
But listen, we can't get Chris Paul because we just gave a contract to Raymond Fat Felton. We just gave him a contract. We just gave Jason Kidd. He has another year on his contract. We got 9 guys under contract. And 6 out of the 9 is NBG. Nothing but that.
You're right, but they ain't coming back. Somebody's going to offer him more money. We can't even offer him no more than 24. So somebody's going to offer him more
than 24. We're going to offer him some money after the performance.
I don't mind him leaving. Believe me, I don't mind that bum leaving. They should have set him on the bench.
But listen to this, man. This for all my Knicks fans in the world, man. I'm dedicating this song to you, Ray Kobe. This for me and you, man. This for me and you. Mondays and Fridays. No doubt. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. The streets is talking. L Boogie, T Row, Jewel, the G. Man, this to my Knicks fans. Black.
Lord, I lost so many pigs and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell. Ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell. What did I fail? My life is in denial. And when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered so many years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand in me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets. I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to peace and screaming peace. As though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game. No memories, just a misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered so many years and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many peers. And Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicides and drive-by taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by, broken hearted as I glance at the truck line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game, I'm trapped inside a maze.
Peter Tangeray influenced me to getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I could see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys, can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I've lost so many years and shed so many tears.
I done shed so many tears over my neck, and it's ironic. It's always Michael Jordan, the Indiana Pacers, or the Miami Heat. Man.
It's all right. Y'all will get over that hump one of these days, player.
And you know, I'm in Charlotte rapping with my NY Nick hat on. I'm in the barbershop. I'm hollering. Big up to those guys down there once again. My man rocking them and Gated, all them guys. Man, I'm rocking. And the next day, that same night, we were all watching the game together, man. Oh, man, it was ugly.
Yeah, I bet it was.
But I had a ball. They keep talking about these Miami Heat are going to lose. They catch the sucker attacks, bro. And I'm telling you, underneath all of it, they're still upset that Bronny left the land. Oh, but listen to this, man. The streets is talking. If you ain't having already, go on YouTube. Remember, we're Hip Hop Twist. That means entertainment. Go on YouTube and look under Mike Epps doing an imitation of Charles Ramsey. Yeah.
I bet that's off the chain.
Oh, man, listen. He's summing up Cleveland, baby. I love you, Cleveland. And listen to this. I got so much love for the land. You see all my guys, they get on me. Man, you know you love the land. Why you be hollering? Don't forget, I'm a Knicks fan, too. If we are garbage, if we're NBG, we're just NBG, but I'm not biased.
Yeah, you are. Can't get me to believe.
Man, bro, it's so hot. We got some more callers. And like I said, Carlos, we appreciate you, you know, calling in and, you know, liking the show. I got some people, you know, down in VA, man, listening to the show too, man. You know, so we expanding.
Yeah, man, you know, we always keep the asylum hot, man. You know, we're going to go to another caller that always be blessing us on the calls. Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson Jr. the third around the corner. You dig what I'm saying? Skeeter Mo, what's going on with you, baby?
Hey, what the business is, family man chiming in, you know what I'm saying, one more game from the land. How you guys doing?
Man, we chilling like a little bit. What's going on, man? Hey, I want to give a shout-out to my kinfolk, man, Scott Walker, man. He was holding on the line for a minute, but then about to bring him in and the line drop. So tell kinfolk I said what's up, man, and much love. I thought Skeeter Mo.
Sky High Enterprise, you know it.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, I know you've been listening to the show, and the topics we've been talking about was Brittany Griner. Go ahead and release the information that she's on that girlfriend lover status, and then also these NBA playoffs and a little bit of baseball. What you think about old Brittany Griner coming out? Do you think it was a time for her to let the world know that she was gay, or did you didn't need to know that information?
I mean, yeah, I knew the information. I keep up with the Johnsons and the Jacksons and the Jetsons and everything. But this girl could dunk the ball, right? Am I right?
Right.
Okay. Well, any girl who could dunk the ball probably has a penis.
The street stuff.
See, also Juwanna man stuff. We already knew this, man, you know, to be true, but you know, didn't nobody want to say nothing. You know, we trying to be courteous.
Exactly.
You never want to be some breaking news, Skeetimo? You never want to be some breaking. Tell me Skylar Diggins gay. That's news.
Yeah.
Tell me she gay.
That's
what I want to know.
Yeah, for those that don't know, that's the point guard out of Notre Dame that went third to the Chicago Sky. So be looking out for her. She's going to be doing big things over there, too.
Hey, Sky, if you have me out of Bookie 15, we'll let her have you on the show. Go ahead, Skeeter.
Hey, man, I didn't know that either, L. That's some news to me, you know. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, being a basketball player, myself, I had a few girls that used to practice with the boys when I was over there at T.W. Brown in the Cliffs. Shout out to T.W. Brown. We was the Knights, you did? And,
right.
You know, I had a girl over there named Baby Jordan. She was giving dudes the business. So I figured she had a penis as well. But I don't know if I can say that on the air. You know,
you just said it. It's already out there.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you know, I figured because, you know, you can tell with one swag, you know, you can tell if they're a little fruity or not, even a girl, you know what I'm saying? Girls
right.
with shags and,
right.
and, you know, mohawks and, you know, designs in their head, you got to kind of look differently towards, you know, like, wait, I don't know. You know,
yeah, I do know. Yeah, you look tighter than me. Your J's fresh. I thought I'd to take my get it clean because you look way finer
right.
than me.
Oh. Especially out here in Dallas, man, bro. Man, they be fly. They cars flying and your man. They you think they a dude yourself till they jump out. You like wait, she got a brace.
Right, sitting on 24s. Yeah, big TVs everywhere. Right.
Yeah, they like dudes, so they get more girls than me.
Now, about these playoffs, man, Indiana went knocked off the New York Knicks, man, and now they're going to be facing the Miami Heat. And San Antonio has already taken game one against Memphis. Who you got in the series meeting up in the NBA Finals?
Man, we knew it was going to come down to this after Kevin Durant lost Westbrook, man. It's going to be San Antonio and Miami. And Miami going to run through them boys like a Hoover.
Man, we've been getting a whole lot of different answers tonight, L Boogie, on this on these finals, man, who people got going and who's going to win. I love it, man. You know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of people believe in LeBron. Now that he even got the monkey off his back, you know, that old saying of, you know, winning multiple championships in Miami almost seemed to be coming true. So a lot of people are going with Miami, but, you know, our last caller went with San Antonio. And I kind of agree, you know, that San Antonio would be a good matchup for him, but I just don't know, man. Miami got too many people to the pub, you know what I mean? And that would be a good series, but Miami just, yeah, it's just something about Miami this year.
Let me go to my commissary, man. Let me see if anybody sent me some ends, man. I'm willing to bet it, man. I'm putting up my commissary, you know, in the asylum. Man, I'm willing to bet all my break sandwiches. I'm willing to bet. Call me, man. Get at me on the Twitter at LBoogie15. We know we can't bet money, but I'm willing to bet my commissary I get, you know, that my people send me. Everybody talking about San Antonio. Now, listen to this. Let's not remember, they ran through the playoffs last year. They won the first game of the Western Conference against OKC and lost the next four. I've seen this movie before, but I said the reason why Memphis will lose because of that trade, not that much firepower is going to bite him in the ass not having Rudy Gay because Conley got to play defense now. You're not going to get an easy 30. You got an easy 30. Against OKC. It ain't going to be that easy this time. You're going to have to play defense on pick and rolls, pick your poison on if you're going to check Tony or they're going to put him on Danny Green. He has to play somebody. So it's going to be tough. Hell.
I'm listening.
Yo. Bro.
Yo.
Oh, okay. L say he gonna put up all his zoom zooms, his wham whams, noodles, and everything, huh? say, man, you gotta hit him on the Twitter, man, you know, for that, man, because he say his commentary is good. He loaded from the top to the bottom.
I know his wristband live.
Yeah, he say live. I got plenty of commentary for everybody, man. Come with it.
I'm out here in the yard, you know what I'm saying, you know, shooting me some ball and everything, you did.
Oh, that's what's up. Got to keep
no question.
Pretty, you did. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Skeet, on the baseball. Do you think your Texas Rangers can hold up and win the pennant again? They're up 6.5 games in their conference.
They didn't win and did this 2 years in a row. I'm tired of getting my hopes up. And then they get there and get skunked. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of that, man. If they going to do it, then they need to do it this year and stop playing with me.
Right, because we one of the big cities that need all our sporting teams to have that trophy. You feel me?
Right.
The only team holding us back is the baseball team, the Texas Rangers.
Rangers. Man, come on with it, right?
Man, so I feel you on that, man. But, man, it's just... It's like being a Cowboy fan, man. You get your hopes up so high, and then all of a sudden they come crashing down in the last 4 games of the season. Let the Oakland A's come and just, man, I don't even want to talk about it, man.
Man, they send you on the drinking beers, man. You down there in Texas, man. That's why they sell alcohol cheap, because these teams, they sire, and they'll send you on the drinking beers, man.
You got to have that alcohol. You know
what I mean? It's cheap. You know they do everything,
huh?
Nigga. Yeah.
Swimming pools.
Swimming pool full of liquor because they know you're sad.
Kendrick Lamar style. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, Skeeter Bowles.
You gotta ease the pain somehow, bro. You gotta ease that pain, man, that loss.
Man, well, you know what it is, man. We gotta lock you down back into the asylum, man. We appreciate the call. And, you know, we'll definitely check in. I know you're gonna be checking in on Friday, huh?
Hey, Friday, I'm on there. I'm on it like a hornet. I'm coming harder than the preacher's father.
Oh, what? There you heard it. Streets talk. Always, Mondays and Fridays. That's Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it is. L Boogie.
Appreciate the shout out, Skeeter, on Facebook.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. And what we got to do now, man, we got one of our younger generation in the asylum. You know, we take the 17 and others, too. They can't be doing none of that crazy stuff. But we'll lock them up, too, you know what I mean? So we got the youngster on the line, the young Pimp Del Mar Jr. What's up with you, Del Mar Jr.? You still on the line, Pimp?
Hello?
What's up with you, baby? How you feel this evening?
I'm feeling good. How you doing, man?
Man, we feeling tight, man. L Boogie, we had to bring the younger generation in to see what he knows. Keep his street cred up, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, you know, he's getting a well-teaching, man. He's well-rounded, man. He's going to be polished, man. He's polished right now. He's polishing than my Kenny Coles I had on Sunday, man.
Tell us what you think about the show. What you got about these playoffs, man? Who you got in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference?
See, I don't know what half of your callers been talking about, including my father. The Heat is going to win it. The Pacers have no chance. I mean, they're going to play hard. That's what they do. They get a heated challenge. But LeBron mindset in these playoffs is crazy. They have no chance. And then, okay, with this Memphis and Spurs, I think it's going to be a fairly good series. I don't believe that the Spurs have it in them to keep it going because these guys are fairly old. I do think Memphis is going to win. And Memphis against the Heat, That's slim for them to win. They have no chance either. And I'm going my Heat to win it all. I'm going to win it all again.
That's what's up. I like that. How many games you got the Heat going in the finals? Is it gonna be a sweep? 4-1, 4-2, what you got?
The most it will go is 4-2. Depending on how they come out is. If LeBron come out as hungry as he says he is and he come out doing what he's supposed to, they easily take it 4-1, 4-0 maybe. Easily 4-1. But it will be 4-2. It will be nothing. No 7-game, no 6, no 5, 4-2. I'm going with 4-2 at the end of the day.
listen to this, nephew. I'm going to call your father, and I'm going to ask him, you know, has he ever offered you a drink? Because I don't know if you smoke a marijuana, you know, doing something down there. Because, listen, man, you're depending on these Memphis Grizzlies. They don't have enough gun. They don't have enough bullets in that gun. They have to score this series. We didn't even say Manu. He's not even playing well. Wait till he start playing well. Kawhi Leonard, this is his second time around. His second playoff. Danny Green, this is his second playoff.
He's good. I like him. He's good.
Now, who you after Michael Conley is taken out of the equation and Zebo and Gasol, I mean, do you really think Tayshaun Prince and Tony Allen are going to give you 20 points apiece that you need?
But this Zebo and Marcus Shaw, they're going to show up. They're going to show up. It's not you can't say take them out the equation, because if you do the same thing to the Spurs, you take Tony Parker out the equation and Tim Duncan and Monty Ginobili, you think Kawhi Leonard is going to provide all the points and win by itself? And Green, do you think they'll win it if you do the same thing? No. In order to win, your top players have to show up.
Listen to this. I told you. This is not Durant coming off of Kendrick Perkins or Serge Ibaka pitch. This is Tony Parker and Tim Duncan. I don't know, how old were you in 2002?
At the end of the day, if they make it,
how old were you in 2002? I would just put it, you know.
Oh, you said how old?
Your age? You're 8.
I was 8.
And
yes,
now
sir.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 18. I'll be 19 June 10th.
And listen to this. I've been seeing these guys do it. Yes, they're getting older, but they're not superstars anymore. Now they're all-stars. They're a little bit consistent. And I like both coaches. But one thing that they don't have that Memphis had, one thing that they don't have is Rudy Gay. My point, I'm going to take Zebo out the equation. Hold on. I'm going to take Zebo out the equation. Now what? But that's what they're going to do this series. Yes, he might get 12. He might get one game where he get about 18, but trust me, ask Thompson and ask Curry. Somebody else got to beat it.
So you're telling me the Spurs is going to take Zebo out the game. Zebo is going to be a non-factor. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm telling you. He'll get his 12. He'll get 12, and they're going to keep saying, man, well, just like what happened with Steph Curry. Popovich, you got to remember who's on that sideline, nephew. They're going to take him out the game and make somebody else beat them. Whether it be Tony, whether it be Tayshaun Prince or Tony Allen. And remember,
Tony Allen
tore his ACL going up for a dunk with Boston, man. He double garbage. Great defensive player, but he can't play the offense.
I will be sure to call you after this series, but you, like, at the end of the day, like I said, I got my heat winning it all, and that's all that matters.
Now you're talking my language. I do have the heat winning it all, but I just can't agree with you on that San Antonio Memphis series. Just like I told you, you were only talking about Golden State, and I told you that those Spurs are going to win that series. You don't remember that?
I most definitely remember that. But they young, I respect it. And the Spurs came out and did what they were supposed to. They got the experience. That was a good series. Stephen Curry was injured, not to mention, but no excuses. Like you said, that's not an excuse at all. They did come out and win, but them guys are on the up and coming. And I expect to see them guys very good in the future. Very good in the future.
Well, on Friday, we'll see what the series will be. We appreciate you calling in, nephew. And don't forget, man, tell a friend.
On Friday, it's going to be pretty crazy for the Freestyle Friday.
Bye, Puffy.
It's gonna be,
let me know.
It's gonna be pretty crazy. We just waiting
well,
to see.
Let's do it.
That's what I'm waiting on.
Y'all Puffy, ladies and gentlemen. Streets is talking. Yes, y'all, Mark Jr. Appreciate the love, baby. We'll holler at you on Friday. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bro, you got any last words? Some shout out?
Man, you know me, man. Shout out to the world, man. All the callers calling in, man. Showing the love to the streets of talking. Big shout out to my man, Jewels the G. Always on the road, getting that assignment in. You feel me? And you, of course, L Boogie Big Brother. Welcome back to the heat. You know, shout out to the fam, wife, Jada Jr. And also to the Bulldogs, my son's basketball team, man. Went 2-2 this weekend in a little tournament, man. Did pretty good. Unfortunately, wasn't able to bring home the trophy. But we got a tournament in Flagstaff this weekend coming up on Friday through Sunday. We're going to show these boys what's happening. Go play these boys and play on the Reds. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, man. I might be up there with you, man. We're going up north. They give me the home pass. I'm with you.
Yeah, come up there if you like 8 degrees, cool.
No doubt. I wanna give a shout out once again to all the family and friends that, you know, was on the journey with my daughter on the way, you know, to crossing that finish line. And like I said, it's, you know, we running the relay, so that's just the first lap. We got a couple more to go. And that's just how life is. And what's on my mind, listen to this. We keep going to this preference of what's your sexuality in the sports world and entertainment. What's your motive behind it? What are you getting out of it? Stop it. Please. Stop snitching. We don't need to hear that. Keep that to yourself. What you think is going to happen? You're going to get out of jail because of that? No, we know what you are. You're a rat. And listen to this. Not against your sexuality, but for you speaking out. Who cares? Stay in your lane. The last thing that's on my mind, Nikki Cabrera. Going for a second triple crown, starting off better this year than he did last year. Can he hold up? He hit 3 home runs yesterday and they still lost. Mickey, we love you, baby. Keep up the good work. We love seeing greatness in front of our eyes. So I can tell my kids and my grandkids how great you were. Keep that up. We're going to say goodnight to everybody. Come get with us Friday. The streets is talking, 347-855-8896. And if you want to hear yourself or you just want to hear the show, a previous show, you know, www.blogtalkradio, streets is talking, /streets is talking with a 0. My fault. Now listen to this. We out. And like E.F. Hutton, you better be listening. We love you. Bless you. One. Let's do it, bro. Time to get back in the cell. We out of here. L Boogie, Jewel the G, T Row. Oh!
All I do is get bank. Okay. Niggas hating on me, but they bitch ain't. So can see that I don't think my shit stank. $400,000 on the Mustang. Come and kick it with a West Side nigga. Think I ain't about that action, wanna bet my nigga. Hey, all day thumbing through the check, my nigga. Boy, you broke, you can't even be a threat, my nigga. When you talking to me, say it with your chest, little nigga. I pull up on your set and make a mess, little nigga. Okay, I got a kilo of gold, 36 O's. Wrapped around the neck of a dope boy. Gold, yeah, not the frenzy diamond in no. And just pay cash for a Rolls Royce. A true trap, nigga, I don't sold everything. Trouble man, hustle gang, I'll go everything. I say trouble man, hustle gang, I'll go everything.
Now we on the dome. Big face roller, take up half my arm. 4-9-11 with the Gabby top. All gold scale, my magic box. Got the song, my neck. Give me 30 minutes, I'll be right with you. Got the horn, my neck. Let me whip this here, I get it right to you. Goddamn. Turned up. Think the knob is broken, I don't give a fuck. Goddamn. Fucked up.
kill the gold remix. A nigga don't like it, goddamn him. Young.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, 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 don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, 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 don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Even all on my hat. Snakeskin all on my hat. Hit you got on my chains on. So that's gold all on her butt. Gold all on my watch. So big it's like a clock. Some people wear fox fur. On the source cover I wore fox. All the DJs that got this on
replay.
Yeah, I celebrate on eBay, then I celebrate. Several bitches in every state. I'm in Miami with Wayne trying to skate. My family straight. Hey, yo, ho, about to have a ventilate. I owe a one, we did a 68. I say, ho, my nigga. Them ain't red bottoms, her bottom brown. I'm looking strong, my nigga. I'm on live, not Bobby Brown. That south side up in here.
Okay.
I spell south with a F. L stand for fuck y'all if you ain't fucking with my set.
Bro.
Fuck with me and I'm busting. Fuck with me and I'm busting. Every time you see me, think about what it would be if I ain't do nothing. Damn right, I'm stunting. Damn right, I'm styling. Got a girl chauffeur and we on a motorcycle and she driving. This Versace, that Versace, this Versace too.
Yeah.
I got killers watching, niggas watching, bitches watching me too. See, I'm on lean, on loud, and I got my own lane. You need to mind your own business. It's 2 Chainz and Trinidad.
Jane, gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, 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 don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, 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 don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Hey, shit, Shane, I said don't fuck with fuck, nigga. And if you're a fuck, nigga, I'm talking about you.